You're listening to The Modern Mainframe, BMC's Intelligent Z Optimization and Transformation Podcast, covering the latest trends and issues on the mainframe, and how BMC AMI and BMC Compuware Solutions can help you build a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain. Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Modern Mainframe. I'm Matt Dallaire. Today's episode is the second of a three-part discussion of the modernization of mainframe development tools. Our first episode covered some of the challenges facing mainframe developers today. Today I'll be discussing developer experience on the mainframe and how some recent BMC innovations can help improve it with Senior Product Manager Mark Schettenhelm and Senior Software Consultant Roland Kinsman. Mark, Roland, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Matt. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Matt. Glad to be here.
So to set the stage for today's discussion, I'm going to rattle off some stats from a Forrester Consulting report commissioned by BMC. And I'll include a link to the report in the show notes so everyone can see it for themselves. But the report shows that nearly three quarters of IT decision makers, 72% to be exact, said that their developer experience, in other words, the tools and processes used, needs improvement. Nearly two thirds reported that developer satisfaction is critical to their organization's ability to retain talent, with almost 60% reporting that an improved developer experience would place their organization in a more competitive position when it comes to hiring. So what do you guys make of these numbers, and what do you think is lacking in the developer experience on the mainframe?
All right, this is Mark. Let me start. First of all, I'm glad we have these numbers because they really help us in understanding the current state of mainframe development, and right, that guides us as we go forward. And my first take on it is I'd say that after over 50 years of mainframe development, we haven't reached perfection, right? We keep working, but we're not to nirvana yet. I know that when I was an active developer, I liked tackling the problems, planning a code, doing the code, even fixing bugs. So when I look at the satisfaction, it's really, I think it's developers have other things they were doing which are necessary, but not those activities. It isn't the fun stuff. It isn't the interesting things that brings us into the profession. So it's things like code quality checks or testing. Testing is still for many a manual, time-consuming task, which isn't fun and creative. So what I think the numbers mean is that people really want to be freed from some of the things that are manual tasks, and then they can do stuff that they really like and has real value.
Okay, so Roland, how did the adoption of DevOps and the use of modern tooling help improve that experience?
So, Matt, when the mainframe is seen as different and seen as something that is not fully understood by the entire development organization, it tends to become siloed and separate. And when that happens, there's a serious consideration of, quote unquote, getting rid of or getting off of the mainframe. And by adopting modern DevOps processes, one of the biggest benefits is that businesses get to continue to benefit from the massive power of the mainframe to process transactions at a huge rate. And they can modernize the end user experience, which avoids the risk of porting mission critical applications to other platforms, which is a highly risky proposition.
So the impact of modern tooling and processes, as you just mentioned, goes beyond developer satisfaction. There are real tangible benefits. So in fact, the Forrester report shows that 8 out of 10 developers say that their organization's mainframe development tools need significant improvement to be more effective. So, Roland, I'll go to you again. What are some of the benefits you're seeing our customers gain from the use of modern development tools?
Modern source code editors, such as the Eclipse editor and Visual Studio Code, which is very popular now, are so much easier to use than the old green screen ISPF editor. Both newer developers and more experienced developers can benefit by adopting them. And using modern tools, having a simple graphical user interface for routine tasks such as build and deploy makes a developer's life easier and allows them to do the core work that Mark was referring to of programming, like troubleshooting and improving applications, making enhancements to applications. That's what a programmer is really interested in getting done, not the mundane day-to-day work.
Mark, anything to add?
Well, that's what I've seen as well. And I have to say, I'm impressed at the, courage I've seen for mainframers to step out of their comfort zones and adopt all these new things. It would be easy to just not do it and just try to stay at the status quo. But I've seen them just, I guess it's, again, the things that got us into this profession, the working with something new and exciting. And to see them take the step to move to like our Topaz in Eclipse for a day or two. And it's going to be a different thing than the ISPF screen. But after that, they see the benefits and are hooked. But it takes some courage to do that and realize you won't be the expert for a day or two. It does take that courage to try something new. And that's what I'm seeing. And I think they realize that learning these new things and getting the pipelines and hooking those things up brings back some of the fun that drew us to this profession. And it really makes their life easier because it gets rid of some of the drudge work. You know, things can be easier if you take the step to try something new.
Yeah, exactly, Mark. It's a matter of learning something new, learning a new way of doing things. I'll never forget when I sat on a plane one time and I was talking to a guy who said, "Oh yeah, if you're in IT, you always have to learn something new." And I said, "I get to learn something new." And that's what drew me to the IT industry in the first place, was getting to learn new things.
You get to, you just have to choose to do it and take that courage to take the step.
Yep.
That's a great answer. The Forrester Report recommends three things to look for when choosing a modern development tool. And that includes a modern integrated development environment, as you've mentioned, modern source code management for better version control and deployment capabilities, and the ability to provide and process metrics. There are other things to consider, though, once you have these basics down. And one of those is the connections. As part of our April 2021 release, BMC source code management tool, BMC Configure ISPW, now integrates with Visual Studio Code, as you mentioned. It's a very popular platform. Our July release includes ISPW integrations with GitHub Actions and HCL Launch. So, Mark, how do these innovations not only help improve the developer experience, but the efficiency and quality of mainframe development overall?
Well, Matt, to me, this is such an exciting time for the mainframe. We are questioning the way it's been done and learning from others. We are taking things that have been successful on other platforms and using them with the mainframe with success. I know that for ISPW, we've used REST APIs and command line interfaces to allow ISPW to work in many other ways than the traditional ISPF interface. So you can now edit your code, store it in Git, in Visual Studio Code, and build, test, and deploy in the mainframe. And it's really about the whole ecosystems this opens up, so that you can then use things like GitHub Actions to automate builds with ISPW for code stored in Git. Or you can use HCL Launch as a one place to control your releases and deploys for distributed and mainframe code. It really goes back to what I said before, eliminating some of the drudgery and pain points and make it smoother for the developer to work and smoother for development of cross-platform applications. And it's really unifying the mainframe and the distributed platforms, but more importantly, unifying the mainframe developers with the other developers and learning from each other.
Exactly, Mark. And the more you can automate, the better and more efficient the process is.
And these aren't just one-off improvements, are they? There's an ongoing effort to add new support, integrations, APIs that open the mainframe to the greater enterprise DevOps toolchain, right?
Yes. We've been working on the path of opening up the mainframe for over 5 years now with advancements each quarter, and that will be continuing. And let me say that it's actually getting easier for us to do because of all the work we've done. You know, once you're open and you have APIs in place, so much becomes possible. It's difficult at first when you do the first API, but then you have it down and then you do others, and then it's more incremental improvements to the existing ones, or adding a new one becomes easier. And then things like we mentioned, you know, working with HCL launch or the GitHub Actions become so much easier because you have so much infrastructure in place. It just gets easier, but you have to start.
Exactly. One of the core tenets of DevOps is to treat your continuous delivery and your continuous integration like an application itself, to have resources that are dedicated to maintaining and developing and improving it. Development shops that have adopted DevOps have until now kind of been in the position of needing to ignore the mainframe because it seems so set apart and so different and difficult to understand. What we've done at VMC CompuWare is created tools that are familiar to DevOps technicians and allow them to integrate their mainframe into their CI/CD pipelines along with the rest of their tools. But as Mark mentioned, it's a never-ending cycle of continuous improvement.
With these tools that are familiar to DevOps technicians, are we seeing more developers work cross-platform? More who maybe were on the distributed side are able to take up some tasks on the mainframe, or vice versa for that matter, newer developers who are more familiar with distributed working on the mainframe and are able to kind of dabble on the other side as well. Are we seeing that out in the wild?
You know, it is interesting. Probably we're seeing more of a working together and a blending and an understanding of, oh, I need this API. Could I go and get this? You know, they're working together as one team.
Right.
As far as actually working on their other code, I don't see, and maybe Roland has a different take on it, many on the mainframe doing the distributed, but it's more of bringing new people in on the mainframe. And to do that, you have to make things similar. So it might be, oh, I have to learn a different syntax, but otherwise I'm still working in Eclipse. I still have my automated pipelines. I have my same way of doing code review. I'm in Agile sprints. If everything else is the same, it's not that difficult to get someone to go and work on the mainframe, because then it's just a matter of different languages to work in. And developers love picking up new languages.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, I'll never forget an experience I had just recently with a customer where we were bringing the existing developers up to speed on using ISPW instead of their homegrown source code management tool. And their homegrown tool, of course, was strictly green screen, 3270 only. And ISPW allows developers to work in either the green screen or the modern Eclipse interface. And we had one person in the training who was completely unfamiliar with the green screen. He was a distributed developer, and when we showed the green screen interface, his questions were almost comical because he didn't understand the green screen interface. But when we got over to the Eclipse Topaz interface, he was totally comfortable and very excited about developing on the mainframe. So that was a really cool thing to see.
You have to meet people at least halfway. And that's what it is. It's several things less they have to learn. And if the environment that they work in is similar, the rest they can pick up, and they'll even be excited to work on the mainframe.
Exactly.
And I'm sure it helps a lot with collaboration, where each side doesn't really feel like they are using different languages, but they're not speaking different languages in terms of what they're doing.
Well put.
Yes, it really facilitates collaboration between groups of developers who used to be in separate silos. Now they can much better work together. And that does nothing but improves the applications themselves that get turned out.
Right. So we're coming up on our time, and I'm going to put both of you on the spot. Any last thoughts? Roland, any last thoughts?
I would just like to reiterate what Mark said. It's a really exciting time to be involved in mainframe development and on the mainframe. Thinking back over, 40 years of mainframe experience, and the mainframe's never looked brighter than it has before.
Right. And yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, is it's so exciting. And there's so much I look at. I think of how I used to develop decades ago, and like, we didn't have this, and how good we have it today.
Great. Well, thank you both again for taking time out of your schedules to join us today.
My pleasure.
Absolutely.
For anyone who would like to read the Forrester Report in its entirety, you can visit bmc.com/modern-mainframe-dev-tools. That's bmc.com/modern-mainframe-dev-tools. And you can also find a link on the BMC CompuWare page at bmc.com/CompuWare. And of course, I'll include a link in the show notes, as I mentioned earlier. So thanks for listening. Be sure to join us for the third part of this discussion, where we'll take a look at the future of DevOps and of development tools on the mainframe. So until then, take care, everyone. You're listening to The Modern Mainframe, BMC's intelligent Z optimization and transformation podcast, covering the latest trends and issues on the mainframe and how BMC AMI and BMC CompuWare solutions can help you build a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain.